Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, and my mission is to rid the world, if you're a tech manager, to rid your life of things like indecisiveness and mediocrity and the sense of feeling invisible and lack of joy. I want to rid all of that from your life. I want you to feel recognized. I want you to feel joy. I want you to be on a mission. I want to rid your life of this sense of missionless, directionless lack of purpose because you want it, but you don't have it. That's what we're here to do. We're here to rid the world of technical managers who are amazing and intelligent and wise and determined and decisive and committed. And yet somehow you're settling for mediocre and you don't want to be and you don't know the way out of it. So we're here to show you the way out of it. In a phrase, we're here to help you build your dream career because that is what you were meant to do. But make no mistake about it, building your dream, living a life of meaning and purpose, because that's really what we're talking about here, it is full of discomfort. It's required. And that's what I want to talk about today, is the difference, the distinction between discomfort and struggle. Because that's the main thing why I think that there's resistance to building dreams. It's because I don't want the discomfort. You're telling me there's going to be discomfort? That's not for me. I'd rather just stay here in my comfort zone. I don't want to struggle. That's not a life for me. Some people choose that life and it's super, super hard. And I don't want that. Like, I don't want to be in pain all the time, whether it's emotional pain or physical pain or spiritual pain. I don't want to struggle. That's not for me. So if that's what you're asking me to sign up for, Jen, I'm happy here in my comfort zone and I get it, right? But here's the thing. That's actually not what we're talking about. We don't want you to struggle. So our clients who are killing it, the ones who are getting 40, 50% raises, who are landing their dream jobs, yes, they endure, they thrive through discomfort every single day, but there's no struggle because the struggle is optional. And that's what I want to talk about. When we see our clients celebrating like, holy shit, I just got two job offers, or holy shit, I just got a job offer for 500K. 300K in compensation plus 200K in benefits, et cetera. Holy cow. Like there's a lightness to it. That's the absence of struggle. Flow. That's what we want. We want you to be in flow and thrive through the discomfort. That's what we want for you. So it's really, really key that you get this distinction, that you make this shift for yourself, because I know you're listening because you're stuck in your career and you don't want to be. That's the main thing, the main theme over the thousands of technical managers that we have had the pleasure of speaking with over the last 5, 6 years. you're stuck and you're stuck in your career and you're stuck in life because of that. Because where you are in your career is a barometer for where you are in your life. It level sets your life, right? So if you set the barometer to 72 degrees, it's not going to go above that. And it's not going to go much below, it's not going to go much above or below that. Your career is a barometer for the rest of your life. So you're feeling like you're stuck in your career and in your life, but you don't want to be. You want to change that. You want to set a new level. You want to reset it so that you don't have to be stuck at quote unquote 72 degrees, because maybe for some of you, you want it a little bit lower. And your dream life is to live at 68 degrees. Or your dream life is to live at 77 degrees or 83 degrees. But you're stuck at that temperature and you don't know how to get unstuck from it. The way that you get unstuck, the way that you upgrade your career as a technical manager, what it all boils down to, all of the hours of training and the hours of support that we give our clients. And I don't mean to oversimplify it, because this is, so I actually do mean to simplify it, and I don't want to make it seem like it's like easy, because it's not, because that's kind of the point here, right? There's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of distinctions. There's a lot of breakthroughs. There's a lot of training. There's a lot of conversations along the way. But if you were to boil it all down to how, because that's a lot, that's the question we get a lot. How do I build my dream career? You want to know what to do, what actions to take, what it boils down to, and write this down, because I know this is one of the main questions on your, in your head, or it's the question that you've been searching for, is how do I create my dream career as a tech manager? I'll tell you the answer if you're open to it, and write this down. It is through a series of uncomfortable, empowering conversations. Conversations about your career, conversations about what you want, conversations about what about your life. It's a series of empowering, uncomfortable conversations. And Tim Ferriss once said it. A lot of people have said this. I heard him say it first. And the quote basically goes, your success in life is determined by the number of uncomfortable conversations you are willing to have. Your success in life, your success in your career is determined by your willingness to have a series, a bunch of uncomfortable conversations. And I add the word empowering. Uncomfortable, empowering conversations. That's how you upgrade your career. I add the word empowering because, look, talking with someone who isn't there to empower you and not feeling empowered, that's not going to help, right? Because we've all had conversations where it was uncomfortable, it didn't fine, and you endured it, but it didn't really get you anywhere. Right? It didn't create that space for you to thrive. It didn't help you to move forward in any way. That's not what we're talking about. Yes, you're going to have some of those conversations too. It's part of life. There's going to be some people who just honestly can't help or giving you quote or giving you good advice, but it's really bad advice. The conversations, the inflection points in your career, in your life, the ones that you create, the ones that you have control over, the ones that aren't based on luck, are those uncomfortable, empowering conversations. If I were to chart out on a graph success for each of our individual clients, let's say I were to create a separate graph for all of our individual clients, for the hundreds of clients who we've served, and let's say the x-axis would be time, and then the y-axis would be success, whatever success measure we would want to look at, whatever success would be to them. A lot of people ask us, how do we track success? What's success to you? How do you define success? And that's how we track it, and we help you track it, because for some people it's money. For some people, it's more time. For some people, it's both. For some people, it's a job title. For some people, it's a new job. For some people, it's other things. It's being able to buy a new motorcycle or a new home or being able to pay off their mortgage. It's like whatever success is to you. So X-axis would be time. And then the Y-axis is whatever success is for you. And then those inflection points, right? So you're going to see, it's going to be kind of wibbly wobbly, right? It's going to go up and down. It's going to go up and down. One of the first inflection points for them, where it goes from like here to boop up here, like it goes from okay or even terrible success to, oh, look, it's a little better. Like it was kind of down here and then boop. That first place for every single one of our clients was that first conversation with us. Because that first conversation with us is an uncomfortable, empowering career conversation. And that unlocks more possibility. That's the conversation with us. And if you want to book that conversation right now, and you don't have to hear me say anything else, thepeoplestack.com/book. So if you're ready to create that inflection point in your career right now, book that call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. So then they start working with us, and then we empower them to have more conversations. So then we've like re-level set it. It's instead of down here, we're here. But then they're still going to be like, boop, 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 boop. Okay, I got to figure this out. I got to figure it out. Like we start working together. We get to know one another. And for most people, within a week or two, depending on your timeline, depending of how comfortable you are in your comfort zone. And if you're a little too comfortable in your comfort zone, it might take you a little bit longer. There's another inflection point. And what happened right before that was usually a conversation with their boss. Or if they're on the job market, it's a conversation with somebody who then connects them to a job opportunity. And then it just keeps going from there. Because it's usually not just one conversation. For some people, it is. For some people, it is. There's the rare occasions where we've had clients where it was like they've actually been promised a raise for years and they haven't gotten it. And just they couldn't put everything together in a nice little package to actually ask for it and to get it, to actually follow up with assertiveness, to follow up with love, to follow up with authenticity, to follow up being a servant leader, to create that space for, oh yeah, right, we did promise you that raise. Here you go, right? So for some people, for some of our clients, it's just a matter of like a couple of weeks where it goes from, I am severely underpaid, but I was promised this raise to, there you go, you got the 20% raise. Or it's like for people who have like been on the job market forever and have a whole bunch of leads and a whole bunch of allies in their network, and it's really just a matter of like activating that to move forward with it. It happens really, really quickly. But for other people, it takes a little bit longer, and there's nothing right or wrong about that. It's just where you are in the journey. It's where you are in the journey. So those inflection points, and I challenge you to do this too, in your life, think about the two or three major accomplishments, things that you created. Yes, there's always a bit of luck. There's a bit of good fortune that plays a role in winning. But winning over and over and over and over and over again, that's not luck. That's creation. That's I did this. I manifested this success by showing up with intention and by being willing to have those uncomfortable, empowering conversations. So my challenge to you is think about those major accomplishments in your life, major success points. So it could be graduating from school, getting your degree, earning a raise, maybe that first raise or promotion, landing that first job, landing a major contract, landing a major project. And chart it, just like I said, and I guarantee you that what came before, the how, the what you did, not what other people did, but what you did to create that was at least one, it's usually more, uncomfortable, empowering conversations. You know, one quick example that I can think of in my life that's actually not career related. I can think of a whole bunch that are career related. Getting my PhD, starting my business, landing our first client, landing our first 10 clients, you know, so on and so forth. Having our first six-figure year, stuff like that. You know, the things that we track as success markers in, as entrepreneurs. They were all through a series of uncomfortable, empowering career uncomfortable, empowering conversations. But this works with other stuff too, like lifestyle stuff. We got to live, and this was way back. This was like 1999. So I was in my 20s. Rob and I were in our 20s, but we scored a kick-ass apartment in Back Bay, Boston. And it was our dream apartment. We didn't think we were going to be able to afford it. I was actually mad at the real estate agent for showing it to us because it was, so our budget at that point was $900 a month. And we told him that. I was like, don't show us anything that's more than $950 a month. And he showed us this apartment, this gorgeous apartment, steps away from Prudential Center. So for those of you who know this area, this is prime real estate, guys. And it was $1,200 a month. There was no way we were going to be able to afford that, but we loved the place. And so Rob and I talked about, like, we looked at a bunch of other places, like, this is it. This is our place. This is where we're going to live. This is our apartment, and we're going to get it for $950 a month. The uncomfortable, empowering conversation that I had, that I called the real estate agent, and I said, look, I know that they're asking $1,200 for it, but I also know that they want to make a deal and they want to do it quick. So here's what I have. Here's the offer. Give it to us for $950 a month and we'll sign the papers today. We're right downtown. We can walk right to your office in the next 20 minutes. And I remember the response, because it was like this 20-year-old girl. I can imagine how it came off, but I've always been like this. I've always been like, you know, super confident, very put together, even though on the inside I'm like, oh shit, please say yes. I've cultivated that in myself. I remember the response. I was like, $950, we'll do it today. He was like, what? Say that again. You said you'll do it for $950 today. Hang on, let me call you back. He was like, I remember the moment, like Rob and I, we were actually walking downtown in Boston. Oh shit, oh my God, what does this mean? Did I totally blow it? But it's like, no, I'm gonna negotiate here. Called back, he's like, Jen, I have to tell you, you're getting me in trouble here. Like, you're driving a really hard bargain and we don't like it. We're actually losing money on this offer, but they said yes. They said yes because they want to rent it. It's yours for $950. Come by and sign it. And I remember walking into the real estate agent's office, right? So again, all of 20-something years old into this like prime location real estate, like everybody's in suits and all, you know, like professional. And I'm this 20-year-old girl. And we were just walking around. I think I was like in t-shirt and jeans or something like that. I was like, yeah, I'm here to sign the papers. Jen, you don't know what I went through to get through this. I think he was partially like joking. But look, how did we get that dream apartment on St. Botolph Street in Back Bay, Boston for $950 a month that it was actually worth 12 or 13? Uncomfortable, empowering conversation. So find those moments in your life and you will find that evidence. I promise you. So it's about having those uncomfortable conversations, but it's not about struggling. The struggle is optional. The struggle is optional. Struggle means that you're suffering and you're staying in the zone of suffering for longer than you need to. You're contracting, you feel terrible, you're worried. You're scared, you're angry, you're frustrated. That's not what we want. What we want is for you to have these uncomfortable conversations, and no matter the outcome, empowering and comfortable conversations, no matter the outcome of it, you say, okay, so if we didn't get that apartment, if I didn't get that job, if we don't get a client to a yes, Do we suffer? No. We notice it and we move on. We move on back to our dream. That's the life that we're living. That's the life that our most successful clients are living. Is you go through the challenge, you go through the discomfort, and you notice it and you recognize it and you learn from it, and then you move on back to living your dream. That's what we're talking about. That is a life that is purposefully, intentionally created and lived, as opposed to having life happen to you and being at the mercy of external events. That's struggle. That's not what we want for you. So that's the shift I want you to make. I want you to be willing to have those uncomfortable, empowering career conversations and I want you to do it without the struggle. And that takes cultivating a new emotional home. That takes cultivating an even better version of yourself so that the struggle doesn't exist and you can notice what's happening around you and you can notice the discomfort without it taking over your emotions, your life, your actions, what you think about and what you create in your life. That's what I want you to be able to do. And when I say uncomfortable, empowering career conversations, what do I mean? I've alluded to a few examples here. So that would mean asking your boss for the raise, or at least asking your boss to advocate for you to get the raise or the promotion or both. That would mean making the decision to go on the job market and having the networking conversations that are necessary to really do that for real and not just think about doing it. Like to really go out there and tell your network, your trusted network, your friends, your colleagues, hey, I'm on the job market. I'm looking for a job and really appreciate your help finding this job. And here's the job I want. It means negotiating. It means saying, I'm asking for a $250K salary. That is what I'm worth, whether you're on the job market or whether you're looking for that raise or that and or promotion internally. Those are the conversations that we're talking about. Conversations where you evangelize your excellence. You stand up for yourself. Conversations where, for those of you who are on the track where you might be new to leadership or you're still kind of working on building that excellence as a leader, right? Where the raise or the promotion or the new job may be a little bit more long-term, and what you're working on now is really building your excellence and showing that excellence and evangelizing that excellence. That's going to be a part of the story no matter what, right? So, but for those of you who are, it's a little bit more long tail in terms of getting the promotion, getting the raise, landing that new job, then that's having those uncomfortable conversations with your team, empowering uncomfortable conversations with your team, saying no more often, calling them out, waving the BS flag with love, delegating to them with authority, with certainty, saying no when all of your colleagues are coming at you, saying, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? If your team is underperforming, having those uncomfortable, empowering conversations with them about, look, this is the standard and you're not meeting it. We need to have a conversation about it. And conversations with your boss about the resources that you need to get this project done. Hey, you want us to deliver on project X by next week, and I'm absolutely committed to do it, but that's not going to be possible without this, this, and this resource. How can you help me get it? It's those conversations. And it's enduring meetings when that spider sense, when that inner voice says, oh, that's a bad idea. You raise your hand, your virtual hand, if it's on Zoom, right? You say, hang on, I hear what y'all are saying. Maybe you do with a Southern accent, maybe you don't. I hear what you're saying, but I have to strongly advise against it because XYZ, insert experience, insert context here. Those are the conversations I'm talking about. Those are the conversations that are going to help you build your excellence in your career. They're going to help you evangelize your excellence as an amazing technical leader, and they are going to help you upgrade your career. That's what you need to do. Simple, but not easy. I'm not here to lie. I'm not here to sell you snake oil. I'm here to tell you the truth. That is the simple truth. If you want to upgrade your career, if you want to get unstuck, you have to be willing to have those uncomfortable, empowering career conversations. And now you have a choice. Now you could say, okay, I'm going to take a whole bunch of notes and I'm going to listen to this podcast like 3 times and I'm going to take notes and I'm going to take notes and I'm going to study it and I'm going to read books about empowerment and purpose. And, oh, you know, I heard Simon Sinek has a great book, so I'm going to read his book. And, oh, and who's that guy, Andrew Huberman? He's really great too. And, oh, and there's this podcast. I need to listen to Joe Rogan more. Joe Rogan talks about leadership actually a lot. So I'm going to listen to them and then maybe I'll get back to doing this thing. You can do that. That's your choice. If you want to take the longer route and you want to keep staying stuck, that's absolutely your prerogative. And I say that with love, because I know for some of you, that's where you are and that's what you're going to do. And as disappointed, here's me being real, as disappointed as I would be if you were to choose that, that's your prerogative to choose that route. But you don't have to choose that. You could say, you know what? I'm ready to do this and I'm ready to do this now. I don't need to read anything else or watch anything else. There's nothing more that I need to know or learn. There's no more information that I need to digest in order to really get this. I get it. And I am ready right now to take action and make a difference in my career, make a difference in my life, and make a difference in other people's lives as well. And I'm going to upgrade my career and I am going to build my dream career. I'm going to show others what's possible. And in the process, I'm going to change people's lives, my team's life, the people in my organization, their life, my family's life. I am going to do this and I'm going to do it now. No more waiting. If that's what you want, I want you to book a call with my team, thepeoplestack.com/book. That'll bring you to our calendar. It's going to show you the times that are available. We have a bunch of times available throughout the week. If you're looking for Monday times, though, we do take Mondays off. That's why you never see Mondays available, but we have times available throughout the rest of the week for you. And you pick a time that works, and then enter your name, your email address, and then it's going to be on your calendar. It's going to be on our calendar. And all you need to do in order for it to be the most valuable and clarifying career conversation that you've ever had, all you need to do is to show up ready and willing to have, guess what? An uncomfortable, empowering career conversation. We're here to get it started for you. We're going to serve you. We're going to serve you with love. We're going to serve you with confidence and clarity and certainty. And we care about you. And we're going to show you that we care about you. That's all you need to do. And you're going to get so much clarity about what's not working in your career right now, where you want to go. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you get to where you want to go, then we're going to talk about what that looks like. We're going to go over all of the details. It's very custom tailored. The road to your dream is very, very different than the road to that virtual person sitting next to you. So that's why we take a very custom tailored approach. So if we are confident that we can help you, we're going to talk about that custom tailored plan. We're going to talk about all the details, everything that's going to be required on your part, the financial investment, the time investment, what the first steps are going to be. We're going to get really detailed about what that's going to look like so that you can then make a decision. And that's going to be an inflection point. It's going to be an inflection point in your career because you're going to make the decision on that day during that conversation to build your dream career. And then it's all uphill from there. And I'm not going to say that it gets easier as you go. As you climb the mountain, it gets harder. But guess what? We're here to help you. We've been there. We've done that. Our systems are proven. Our strategies are proven. They work if you work them. And you're not going to get any better support if you are a tech manager wanting to build your dream career. We're the best in the world at this. We're at the front lines. We are the trailblazers. Other coaches are following us. Other coaches are contacting me saying, oh, hey, I want to get into this game too. I said, all right, we could do this together. There's plenty of love to go around, but I promise you, it's not going to be easy. Same thing with you. You're going to make that decision. There's going to be an inflection point, and we will be with you every step of the way to empower you, not to do it for you, but to empower you to continue to take that bold action and continue to have those uncomfortable, empowering conversations that are going to be necessary in order to build your dream career. Book that call with us immediately. As my, I don't do accents, but I've been hearing it enough. As my friends, I'm going to try the British immediately. Is that kind of British? I don't know, whatever. Willing to embarrass myself here for you. Anyway, book that call, thepeoplesnack.com/book. And what I encourage you to do is ask yourself, when is the last uncomfortable, empowering career conversation that you've had? It may have been a while. Just notice that. And then ask yourself, what is the next uncomfortable, empowering career conversation that I'm going to have? Because that is what is required to build your dream career. The struggle is optional. We'll talk to you again really soon. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.